Inspired by the ancient Irish myth of Cúchulainn, a new hip-hop theatre production of The Toyne transposes the ancient cattle raid into a modern urban estate. The show is opening in the Milk Market in Limerick this Sunday, and I'm joined from Limerick now by the creative director Ciarán Tobin and one of the performers, Shane Davis, a.k.a. Dirty Harry. Shane, you played the bard who is a narrator in the piece, so perhaps you'd start by setting the scene for us with a short extract from the play.
Yep, no problem. It's your local anti-social. You might have seen me in town. Like I'm needing a house to sleep in, I keep my ear to the ground. Peer's secrets unclear like the tears of a clown, but appear clear after chairs and a couple of beers go around. What goes around comes around. Round here it gets loud. Career criminals sit steering the wheel, staring you down. But not me. Hey, I'm everybody's friend. Where alleyways echo the snarl of a pit bull. In a place where kids starving as part of the system to split two classes apart at a distance so the rich won't be targets in the barrel of a pistol. Where robbed cars burn like props in a ritual, kids boxed in a system like their papa was Fritzl. That is this world. That's it.
Well, Shane Davis performing an extract from this hip-hop retelling of The Toyne. And Shane is also joined in our Limerick studio by the creative director of the piece, Ciarán Tobin. Ciarán, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Now, why did you want to combine this ancient myth with such a modern urban setting?
Well, it was an idea that came to mind. I saw an extract from the Belfast Cypher Sessions. And I just thought, watching the dancers, that they were so explosive in their movements, so exciting to watch. And I thought, I really would like to see this. I'd like to see this on stage, and I'd like to see it in a theatrical setting. And at the same time, I was thinking about The Toyne, and I think the two things came together and informed each other. And so we set off on this journey.
It's an epic tale, obviously, The Toyne, but you might just remind us of the bones of the narrative of The Toyne.
Well, it starts when Maeve and her husband Alil start disagreeing about what they own. Alil is married to her, but she's of higher birth status, and so he says he's got every right to be in this pairing because he has as much as she does. So they literally get their possessions out on the table and match like for like, until they realise that he has a bull that she doesn't, and she can't match it. So she goes looking for a match. She finds it, but her messengers get drunk and make a mess of it and say they would have taken it even if the owner wouldn't have lent it. And that starts a war. And she basically invades Ulster to get the bull to match her husband.
Now, in the play or in the story, you're dealing with a wide array of themes, power, mm-hmm. greed, all those things at the heart of it. What kind of tone did you want the production to have then? I mean, was there a feeling you wanted kind of excitement from it, or what fresh exploration did you want to bring to the story?
Well, I suppose something I felt when I watched the Cypher Sessions was I felt excitement watching them because it is such a powerful dance form. It's very masculine. It's very strong. It's very engaging visually. It's fast, but it can also have fluid and beautiful still moments as well. So I think that in implying that, I wanted to find that new, the edgier feel that comes through hip hop dance particularly.
So you had the idea of hip hop, you had your story. What happened next?
I asked somebody who worked in hip hop in Limerick, Bazzy B. Burke, who is our Cúchulainn, if he thought it would work. In fact, we started the conversation about hip hop in Ireland and whether there is an Irish hip hop voice, whether there is Irish, is there something it's indigenous in terms of hip hop in Ireland. That's our conversation. We started talking about that.
And what kind of answers did you come up with? I mean,
Yes and no. So I think it was both. I think he felt that we're still learning. We're still really gathering our confidence in terms of dance and text. They're progressing at slightly different rates, but we're starting to find our voice. And I think actually, if you listen to hip hop music, there is a very strong voice. Icarus Rising is also working on this production to create the soundtrack, as well as Shane, who's written the text you've just heard. So there are very strong Irish voices out there.
So this production can be described as a bit of an international production. You have your local, you know, team there in Limerick, but you did look abroad. Tell us about some of the dancers and other people involved in the project.
We were very lucky. Baz had a relationship with a dance group in San Francisco. And so when we started to think about this idea and how it would come to pass, he approached them. Now, what makes it particularly special is that Baz comes from a form called b-boying, which comes from the east coast of the US, but we needed something from the west coast. And so he was speaking to the dancers there, and they were really interested in the project, and they were very excited to come over to Ireland to both share their expertise and to participate in something that was historic.
So you had your music element, you had your rap, which is your, you know, your spoken words, you had mm-hmm. this overall story. But what was it like to explore rap with the story of Cú Chulainn?
Well, it's been really exciting, actually. It's the language in the text that we read as a reference point to start with is very rich. And as you've heard from Shane, the language of rapping particularly is very rich. And also the language in the dance is very rich. So it was a coming together of three very rich forces to make something that in itself is quite exciting and exhilarating and very layered. Perhaps some people expect of hip hop that it is it's dancing to music by Tupac, but it's not. It's much more than that. It's much richer than that, and it's highly referential.
So as the creative director then, you obviously had to collaborate intimately with your choreographer, your musicians. Mm-hmm. How has that been for you? I mean, was this a departure or a development in your own career to date?
Absolutely. And I have to say, a joyful one. The Bad Taste crew have come from the UK. So they were originally from Oma, and they moved to Newcastle, where they really started to develop hip hop theatre, because this is a particular form. And so they've come over as choreographers, working with Baz, and they've really helped to bring us along, to really bring us into what this world is, how these art forms talk to each other. So it's been really a special to have people who are expert in that area come and guide us through that process.
So can you give us a sneaky preview as to what people can expect when they sit in the milk market next week to see the show?
They can expect what they expect. They can expect, you know, head spins. They can expect backflips and handstands. That's what you expect from hip hop. But also you can expect a really strong emotional arc, some really very strong performances, very theatrical. So the dancers are dancing. They're very expressive. It's not purely dance. There is performance in terms of theatre there as well. There is characterisation, very strong characterisation in there too. And there's a text that will guide you through. So the bard helps to guide us, bring us from one scene to another. It is a retelling. So there are things that are slightly new, things you may not expect. For those who know who Lug is going to appear different than you expect. Lug is Cú Chulainn's, his mythological father. So that's going to be something, a little bit of a departure. Our Morrigan is very exciting. I don't want to say too much about her, but she's very exciting. And actually expressing the supernatural world in this was really fun. It will be fun. It will be something new. It won't be something you've seen before. But at the same time, you'll recognise the story of Satanta becoming Cú Chulainn that's in there. And you'll recognise you may recognise the bull. You'll certainly recognise the discussion between Alil and Maeve.
Well, while we're taking all that in, let's turn to Shane Davis there, the bard, to end this piece. I gather, Shane, you have an extract there you're going to perform for us.
This is on the subject of brotherhood. No man is an island, and though land can divide it, you never truly escape the family you're tied with. But brotherhood, Funny thing, brotherhood. Use be understood, a brother should watch over you like a father or mother would. Now you stood when you could have run, full of blood, but you stood up, son, for your hooded brother. That's brotherhood, like any brother would have done. So I'll leave it there.
Thank you very much. The creative director, Ciarán Tobin, and performer Shane Davis there, a.k.a. Dirty Harry. And they were talking to me about their hip-hop version of The Thoin, which is funded by Limerick City of Culture under the Made in Limerick strand and opens in the Milk Market this Sunday night. More information can be found at thethoin2014.com.